On the show today, we have MAPS Credit Union's Corey Frondiner and Western Oregon University's Dr. Ken Carano talking about a very interesting and innovative partnership in financial literacy with MAPS, BizKids, and Western Oregon University. So let's talk about this partnership. I mean, this is a really cool deal you guys have going here. It's between MAPS Credit Union, BizKids, and Western Oregon University. It's just, Ben, can either of you tell me what it's all about? Fill us in here.
It's all about financial education for our students and the students who go to the university to be able to teach financial education.
Very nice. And Kent, what is the university's part in all of this?
Well, in this part, I'm in the Division of Teacher Education, and I'm our social studies pedagogy person. So my students in social studies pedagogy are also doing student teaching. So what they're doing is they're taking financial literacy education lessons, combining it with aspects of BizKids, and they're putting together lessons. They are testing them in the classroom, and then ultimately we're using those as resources for other teachers to be able to use as well.
Right on. I love to see this getting into the mainstream. This is such good news. And credit unions are leading the way. Very well done, Corey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So how did this whole thing start? Tell us from the beginning, how did this whole thing get rolling here?
Well, it's a long story, so I'll try to make it brief.
All right, let's make it brief.
My whole family are under one name or the other from the university. We are all alum. And so for a long time, I've been working with the Alumni Association and on the Foundation Board of Trustees. And because the type of school we were there was the Oregon College of Education, that was the premier teacher prep at the time. Mm-hmm. And so many of our members are teachers. And the connection between MAPS and Western Oregon University seemed to be like just a very obvious connection.
Perfect.
And about 3-4 years ago, we started this BizKid grant process so that we could figure out what we could do to help enhance financial education. In 2008, I sat on the Oregon Legislative Task Force for Civics and Financial Education for the public schools, trying to find ways to make it much more integrated. And at the end of that, my takeaway was we weren't preparing our future teachers to actually teach financial education. So it was kind of a haphazard way of whatever that teacher wanted to teach. Mm-hmm. When we got the first grant, it was like, well, how should we use this to the best advantage?
Yeah.
And I said, well, what I would like to see us do is partner even stronger with Western Oregon University and the College of Education and have them utilize this in the classroom for future teachers as a tool for them to learn how to teach financial education. Mm-hmm. And since it's a wonderful program, it's written for us. We don't have to rewrite it. So they can take it and be creative. And I know after many years that I've been doing all of this, it's like I kind of get stale. You get some of these young, bright kids get in there and start taking out some of this package program, they can take that and their creativity is amazing.
Yeah. This is awesome. Ken, what is your perspective on this, Ken? I mean, where did you come into the picture here?
Well, what's been great is I'm the pedagogy person and looking at social studies, and I'm also a former high school teacher before I came into the university system. And what I see with kids is they tend to not get financial literacy education if any at all. They might get a semester, a little tidbit in their senior year economics course, which tends to be a half a semester.
Exactly.
And really, I mean, I compare it to mathematics. Just like mathematics, you need to know your foundation concepts before you can really go dig deeper.
Right.
So when you get into high school and cognitively you're getting to those abilities, well, they don't have the foundation. So the important thing, what we're trying to do is we're trying to expand it K through 12, get those earlier kids the foundational level of financial literacy education, so as they get older, they'll understand it more so. But so I guess where I come in, the way I see it is, how do you make that engaging for both the students? How do you get teachers to actually want to use it?
Good point.
Well, what they like is, you know what, if you can give me something that's ready-made, something that's going to engage my students, give them an authentic learning experience, I'm all for it. So that's what we're trying to package it.
Nice. Gosh, this is so cool. So what are the benefits do you see of this partnership? I mean, how long have you guys been doing it, and then how long has the partnership been involved, and how do you see it benefiting all the parties involved.
Let me take that one.
Go ahead. Well,
the Biz Kids part, the partnership with the Biz Kids, yeah, with Western Oregon. We've had other partnerships, including athletics, but we also have a mentor program over there that we work with that actually incorporates financial literacy, but it's in a little different way. But for the Biz Kids, this is the third year grant that we've had. So we've really been fine-tuning and developing it as we've gone along. This year, we've really rolled out some great lesson plans. We have it on our website now live for anyone can go in there, go into that website, and the lesson plans are free.
Nice.
So we've got this set up, and we've been 3 years with it now.
Oh, okay.
And the benefit really to teachers, from my vantage point, is what I would hear teachers say, yeah, we now are being mandated to teach financial literacy to students K through 12.
Okay.
But with all the other things they're mandated to teach and the amount of time they have in a day to teach everything they have to do,
mm-hmm,
they didn't have time to go online to look. They didn't know what tools were available.
Yeah.
What they need is something that all they have to do is click a button and it's there for them. And with various places I've been working, also on the Oregon Jumpstart Coalition for the National Jumpstart, which of course is a clearinghouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more labor intensive to get to the lesson plans there. So what we've developed is something that's like a quick hit. There's the button, hit that, click on that, and here's your lesson plans with all the links and the bells and whistles there.
Make it easy as possible. Ken, anything to add there?
Well, yeah, I would also say, as coming from a teacher educator background with teachers, you hear buzzwords such as Common Core, Race to the, mm-hmm, Top, and a lot of that is focusing such on mathematics, mm-hmm, and language arts, mm-hmm, that what teachers also want to be able to see, if you're going to want me to teach financial literacy to students, is how can I tie that in, mm-hmm, and they often to these Common Core skills such as a critical analysis, comparing and contrasting. So by being able to align this, the financial literacy lessons, to those types of skills is also a benefit that teachers will be more likely to use it in the classroom. So we're trying to hit that as well.
Very nice. And so what are the goals of this partnership? I mean, you say you've been using it for 3 years. I mean, I'm sure you have some great case study, testimonial, success story type stuff. I mean, what are the goals here? Obviously, I think the end goal from my perspective is financial literacy, educate kids on how to balance their budgets, how to invest well, all that type of stuff, you know, just living financially stable lives instead of living beyond your means, all that type, which is a big problem in our country right now. So, I mean, are those pretty much the primary goals, or are there other things?
I think that's the long-term goal. I think I would also add to that a goal of being, now that we have the lessons up on MAPS Credit Union's website, as well as getting the word out to teachers to be able to use these, to preparing teachers on how to best teach financial literacy education in a manner that is going to engage the students as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to make it interesting and fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead. Okay. I'll just say, especially when with kids these days, you're competing with a myriad of options them to do, that you've got to make something. If you can't make it relevant to them right now and engage them, they're not going to care.
They're going to tune out. Exactly. Good point.
Yeah. What I really like is, in reality, this Biz Kids lessons integrate so well. You have integrated curriculum with reading and math skills, and mm-hmm, it's just, you can blend it so beautifully. Mm-hmm. And if you have something that's ready to do just that, then your job is much easier, and you're meeting the standards, you're meeting requirements, but also giving the students the tools they need to be able to handle their finances as they grow up and to understand why they need to. How do you budget? How do you keep from going into debt?
Mm-hmm,
how do you have money you want to do all the things you hope to do when you get a job?
Exactly.
So if you don't help them know how to do that, I think we're failing.
Exactly. And this is a great step in the right direction. And plus, the Biz Kids content is so well done. I mean, it's award-winning stuff.
It's great. It covers every concept under financial literacy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. I think that's the part that makes it so the teachers that I've worked with really like that, because regardless of what age group it is, it's actually focused for, you can take the curriculum and make it, you can adapt it from kindergarten all the way through high school. One of the teachers I work with takes some of those and uses it with her freshman business financial class.
Really?
And they love it. They think it's a hoot. You know, they can get up there and they can play these games and do all that stuff. And it doesn't matter if they're 15, 16 years old. they're enjoying using that program.
Exactly. And it's such a dry topic that you really have to kind of make it infotainment, I guess. But I mean, but it's so important as well, you know? So, I mean, it's just, man, there's that fine line you got to tread there. And BizKids has really knocked it out of the park on that one. Ken, did you have anything to add there?
Well, going back, you're talking about part of this was with the partnership.
Yeah.
As well. And I think what a lot of teachers, and again, I'm coming from the teacher education aspect of it and the educator side of it. A lot of teachers talk about this feeling of feeling less deprofessionalized, devalued, and what this partnership is also doing as well is we need the teachers to be helping us create the lessons, mm-hmm. to being actively involved and to incorporating it in. And so hopefully this partnership is also helping to give that sense of feeling professionalized as well.
Yeah. All right, guys, wrap up question here. What advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to do something similar? Because I can see this kind of spreading throughout the nation. It's such a great idea.
I don't know. What advice would you give, Ken?
Well, I might go back to the last thing that I was saying is the part of the a lot of teachers at this time feel devalued. So just mm-hmm. by coming in and partnering with these teachers who are professionals, having that, being able to have, I think Corey and I have a nice, I think, give and take where we come up with creative ideas or throw some things against the wall. Mm-hmm. Some will take, some won't mm-hmm. take, and we can go back to the drawing board, but you've got to be willing to do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Corey. And from our vantage point, it's, you need to have that relationship built. Find right. people who are willing to partner with you yep. and have the same goals in mind and also the same enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be happier working with Ken because he understands what needs to happen. I don't have to explain it to him. And he knows that I'm on the same side that he is mm-hmm. to support the teachers. Mm-hmm. I was a social studies teacher, but it was a long time ago. And what they have to do now isn't, I mean, I just look at it and just blanch thinking, I wouldn't have made it through. And some of the different pieces that they have to have, it's incredible. Yeah. So it is overwhelming. And I think, yes, not only disrespected, but we have so many things that we see and hear for our educators that tend to be on the negative side. Mm-hmm. And I have the opportunity to be in the schools and watch and work with teachers at all levels, whether it's elementary, middle, or high school. And I can tell you, our teachers are doing such an amazing job with what they have been given to do, mm-hmm. that any support that we can give them and let them know that they are valued, that's a win. It really is.
Great. Awesome.
And I would add, if a credit union is interested in this, if they mm-hmm. have a community, a university in their community with the teacher education program, contact that teacher education program. Mm-hmm. We're always looking for new groups to work with that we can that will enhance our own teaching and pedagogy.
Excellent. Great message to end on, guys. You guys are doing a swell job. Keep up the good work, will you? I mean, I think it's such a fabulous partnership that you guys are doing, and I think it's going to be infectious throughout, in a good way, throughout the nation. I think this is such a fantastic thing for financial literacy in general, and credit unions are leading the way. So
absolutely.
This is wonderful.
Yes.
Yep. Wonderful. Thank you very much, guys, for being on the show. Let's do this again.
Thank
Let's
you.
Get a little
thank
update
you.
In 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Thanks
thank
for letting
you.
Us tell our story.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
Okay.